Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps to build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori Amin interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show. Hi, Nicole. Welcome to What's Your Next podcast.
Hi.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Nicole Sanchez. I don't like to write within my lane, so I write contemporary romance and romanticy. I live in New Jersey with my husband and my two cats, and I've been writing since probably middle school. And then finally actually finished something in 2019. And then since then, I've just been trying to polish and get stuff ready to go.
Oh my gosh, this is very exciting. So we got to talk about romanticism because it's having its moment.
It really is.
Which is very exciting because it had a moment in 2016 when I started reading romance, and that's where I started. I started romanticism. That's where I realized it was wait, there's a whole genre that ends with happily ever afters. And so I ended up going back to and reading all things contemporary romance, but romanticism is going back. So talk to us, what made you get started? Were you a romanticism reader, or are you kind of there was something to be said that this was needed?
Yeah. So when I actually started working on this project, I was not really big in reading at the time. I actually am a former book blogger. I went to BEA and ALA and all of these cool industry events. And then I fell off. And at the time I'd been living just north of Hoboken, and I had this dream idea. And I was I have to develop this. I just have to keep writing. So which is why my first book, Central Park Collision, and then subsequently The King's Game, which is that story that kind of hit me like lightning in 2019. Not really great at following tropes. My editor was like, you kind of write to the beat of your own drum. But I had always loved, ACOTAR. I was not big in like high fantasy reading. I was always kind of that more accessible, more paranormal urban fantasy, which I think The King's Game actually kind of straddles that line between urban fantasy and not really high fantasy, but paranormal.
Yeah, I love it. I used to live in Jersey City for 4 years. I was Hoboken, that used to be my ground.
I wrote on the light rail from Hoboken. I literally wrote in a notebook The King's Game on my light rail commute to work every day. I just sit there and be scribbling and
Oh my god, I used to take the light rail. I was in the Essex Street stop, and I was I lived next door to the light rail. The light rail will pass along the street where I lived.
Yeah,
so I worked for a while in Hoboken, so it was an easy commute. Just take the light rail and then go up there,
and the light rail is so great.
It's
clean.
It's clean. It's easy. It's honor system. So, speak it what you will. So awesome. So what was what made you so you were a book blogger? What kind of books did you end up reading while you were a book blogger?
So I was a book blogger in probably 2012 to 2015 area, I want to say. And I did a lot of YA.
Yeah.
It was the high moment of YA. So I was reading Tahir Mafi, Mary Pearson. I just have to look over at my bookshelves and it's 70% is my all of my books from my YA days, because I just can't part with them.
Yeah.
Marie Rukowski. I love the Winners trilogy. That's one of my favorites. Yeah, I plan on going back to read the Shatter Me series,
Yeah.
just because she's added more stuff to it, and I was like, I need to know.
I need to know. I feel you. So in terms of contemporary romance, what led you to start writing for that genre?
So again, it was kind of a dream. I've never been the type of reader that's like only one thing, which is why I really love like that Katie Robert is sort of like pushing forward in this realm of I don't have to stay in my lane. Like I can write ex-boyfriends, dad romance, and I can also write, you know, monster lover romance with tentacles and goodness and dragons that double down. And I really like admire that she like kind of runs the gambit, because not all readers just read one thing. So I, you know, I always enjoyed reading contemporary romance. I like them that they're, for me as a writer, like I know I can go from point A to happily ever after. Whereas with my romance books, I've been scolded for making people cry a few times. One of my alpha readers, actually, Tracy, she's my PA also, she called me in tears once and on a project that's coming. And she was just like, why would you do this to me? So I love that my contemporary romance, I can have that happily ever after, and like my characters work for it, but it's not, I'm not putting them through the ringer the way I do with like my romantasy books, which get a little bit darker in terms of like what they go through and how they have to fight their way back to, you know, each other and happily ever after.
I love this. So we gotta talk about the Games of God, right? Okay. I'm gonna talk about the series. What is the series all about?
The King's Game, Bachelor Underworld Edition. Is it basically about this girl who dies in a bus accident with her friends from college, and they have to compete to become the new queen of the underworld. So it's very Hades Persephone inspired. I always hate to say that it's like Hades Persephone because I know that there are like Greek god stans that'll come for me and be like, no, Hades and this character are not siblings. And I'm just like, but they're not Hades and Ares. So which made it a little bit trickier because then I was like building my own sort of Greek lex, not Greek, but like mythology,
Yeah.
which has been really fun and challenging from a perspective of how does the magic work and why does it work this way, not that way?
Yeah.
And it's also great too because there's like no end in sight to like the number of gods I can add in,
Yeah.
and what they do and stuff.
Yeah. So what was the process of world building? Because that's pretty much what you're doing. It's like coming up with like the magic, the systems. Like, how do you keep track of the whole process? Do you have like a separate notebook or like a separate notes? And you're like, okay, here's the steps, because the author probably knows more than the reader does.
Yeah, I probably should have that down somewhere, and I don't, which is why I get notes back from my editor being like, wait, but how is she able to do this when she's not able to do that? And then I have to explain it. And which is why editors are so important, because like I know how things work in my head. And sometimes that gets lost in translation between like my head and my hands as I'm typing, or like to me, like obviously I know that Joe crossed the street, but you don't know that, but I'm like I'm just, it's conveying that the right way in editing. So as far as how the magic works, I just kind of hold on to it in my memory, and then occasionally we'll get called out by one of my editors for not following my own rules. It's really fun too. I haven't gotten to experience it yet, which I guess I can thank my editors for. I haven't had a reader turn around and say, no, you said it works this way, but now you're making it work that way.
Yeah.
So for now that hasn't happened. Hopefully it never does.
It's all good. Awesome. So let's chat some book recommendations. Do you have any books recommend our listeners to pick up?
Yeah, so I actually went through my bookshelves and was thinking real hard about this. And I kind of wanted to go for picks that were maybe not as popular, because I feel like, you know, obviously, you know, American Queen by Sierra Simone. I read a ton of books by Katie Robert. I'm actually like in the middle of like reading through all of her backlist, her and Tessa Bailey. But we talk about those authors all the time. So I wanted to go for maybe a little less known. So I picked Not My Type by Evie Mitchell. Which I love for the representation in this book. It's funny, it's sweet, and it really makes you think in terms of what goes on. And it has Shibari in it, which is pretty cool. Again, not something you really see a whole lot of in books. I did put American Queen by Sierra Simone because it does have me in a chokehold. I love the forbidden romance aspect of it. I picked Master Baker by Pippa Grant, which is just buckets of laughs. Pippa Grant is always great for a good laugh. And then I read an early copy of Never Pray by Harper A. Brooks and Brea Viraga, which I'm actually probably pronouncing her last name wrong. But she's one half of the Eden Dunn, which you actually recommended their hockey series on your podcast.
Oh, so good.
And then finally, The Fine Print by Lauren Asher, because I'm a big Disney fan. And it's basically just Disney fan fiction. And I love that.
Yes, that I would tell you, The Fine Print is just like Disney fan fiction. I was like, I just need to go to Disney and enjoy, you know.
I know. I
run and see them there, master and tinkering the process.
We go to Disney all the time. And when I was reading the book, I mostly read like physical books when I go to bed. Otherwise, I'm listening to audiobooks all day.
Yeah.
But I'd be reading it and I'd be like hitting my husband in bed, being like, oh, that's this. Does that sound familiar to you? And he's like, yeah, babe, I know. It's Disney. You told me that the last 8 times you've hit me.
Oh, I love this. Nicole, tell us where you can find you online.
So I am on TikTok, which I'm really still trying to figure out, as at author Nicole Sanchez. I'm also there on Facebook. I have a Facebook reader group, which is Nicole Sanchez's Reader Grove. And then I'm on Instagram as at Bookish Nicole.
Thank you, Nicole, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. This is great.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading into your busy life. Listen with the free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get 2 audiobooks on Libro.fm for the price of 1 with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.